Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer.
That guy must really know what he's doing.
Chief Execution Officer at GuillotineLeagues.com.
He's appointing himself Judge, Jury, and Executioner.
He's not Judge, Judy, and Executioner.
He is.
Your guide through the waiver wire.
Hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Charge.
With Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
He's on Twitter at Paul Charchi, and he's on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and he is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. These are very strange times in which you live, Charch, having to track things for a 4 o'clock kickoff yesterday, followed by another game, and watching who's placed on COVID reserve lists. I guess fantasy players can know if they can get through this season, they can get through just about anything.
Yeah, you're right about that. And you know, the fantasy players who are nimble are the ones who are doing well, Dan, and the ones that just sort of set their lineups and forget about it, they're getting crushed because it's just so many difficult situations right now. And you know, and we've got a fascinating new development just in the past hour, which you've already alluded to. We've got a new starting quarterback for Miami, Tua Tagovailoa. That's going to be really fun to see, and you have to assume, Dan, because Ryan Fitzpatrick was playing great. You have to, you know, this is a team that's one game out of a playoff spot. They're one game out of the lead in their division. And to make this change tells me that Tua must be tearing up practice. I mean, they must love what they're seeing. Otherwise, they'd be playing to get into the playoffs with the quarterback they've got.
I'm also learning about some other defenses as I watch some of these games. And when I start looking at matchups, I'm thinking, if somebody's playing the Cowboys, you probably want them active no matter who they are. Is that a proper way of looking at it right now?
Well, pretty much, although it's Kyle Allen this week. So, Dan, I don't know if anybody counts, but you know, if you're in a jam, yeah, you really could throw a dart, and it's a bye week, right? So you could throw a dart at Kyle Allen if you needed to. Let's just review how bad this Dallas secondary has been. They've given up multiple touchdowns in four of the past five games, and they're averaging three touchdown passes against per game since the opener. So, and it's not like they've seen awesome quarterback, and they've seen good quarterbacks, but not awesome ones. Kyler Murray toyed with them to a great degree, at least on the run, on the ground last night. So, yeah, it's Dallas, that defense is awful. And I thought Andy Dalton would be better than he was, and I'm not giving up on his year yet, but boy, that was an inauspicious start for Dalton, who would have been a guy to say, hey, go pivot to Dalton. He's got an easy game with Washington. But I don't know. That I'm a little bit rattled after last night.
And we were joking last week about not expecting to have the Chase Claypool versus Travis Fulham show. This week in Who the Hell Are You, Tim Patrick takes center stage for Vic Fangio and the Broncos. Who is he and what does he do?
He is a starting wide receiver for an otherwise relatively forgettable Denver offense. But you know, he's been really good. Every down, wide out. He took the starting spot I'm forgetting the name of their starter that went down with the
Cortland
ACL
Sutton
in week one. Thank you, Courtland Sutton. Thank you very much. Out of sight, out of mind. And Drew Lock is back under center. Now, Drew Lock did not look awesome last week, but what I love about Drew Lock is he's a little bit like Fitzpatrick. He's just got sort of a chuck it and hope it works out attitude, and I like that, especially for fantasy purposes. And Tim Patrick's been good, and so he's a guy in a pinch you could pick up off the waiver wire this week.
What do you think it means for the Falcons to win in the way that they did, and Raheem Morris taking over, getting a second chance? Some people are looking at this as an opportunity for him to resurrect his coaching career on a big stage. And running back, it looks like Jerick McKinnon and Jeff Wilson become playable.
Yeah, McKinnon and Wilson, I think, do become playable now. You know, Raheem Mostert was great. And it's just a high ankle sprain. We know what a high ankle sprain means. Look at Christian McCaffrey out for now. I think this will be heading into his fifth week. Michael Thomas ended up missing 5 weeks.
I'm sorry. It was my fault.
McKinnon and Wilson are going to get
Raheem Morris in the notes with Raheem Mostert. That's my mistake. Oh. Thank you for correcting.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. And that's my fault. But to get to the Falcons and my pathetic Vikings. Ah, Dan. it's not easy being in Minnesota right now. Let me tell you, it's my football team nearly beat two playoff teams. They nearly beat the Titans. They nearly beat Seattle. They found ways to lose that game. And here comes a winless Falcons team, and the gutless Vikings rolled over and died. It was sick. And if that's not bad enough, look at this. I don't know if you can see out there. That's snow. We have accumulating snow, Dan, in Minnesota. That's the epitome. It's the middle of October, and I've got accumulating snow. It's all bad right now.
You do live in Minnesota, you realize. I mean, you're not in Louisiana, so it's not exactly a story.
Well, I get that. This is what I've signed up for. But even by our standards, this is early. Come on, you get it. Nobody wants to start your 6 months of winter 2 weeks earlier, 3 weeks earlier than you have to. That is not cool. As for the Falcons, by the way, I mean, we had just talked, Matt Ryan had been horrible coming into this game. Vikings made him look great again. Julio Jones looked like his old self. I think you can safely restart those guys from that passing game and maybe that whole offense. I want to believe the Vikings aren't the only team that's going to make them look good. I'd like to think Matt Ryan's going to come back and be the player that he traditionally was.
As you break down the quality of the Bears defense and its effect on matchups, how good is it getting as far as dissuading you from playing anybody going up against them?
Oh, big time. You know, this is we're showing a lot of caution against, particularly against the pass. So Jared Goff looked bad last week. And, you know, with Goff, Dan, you watch him play. The kid just doesn't have any fire. He's so antiseptic, a little bit like Kirk Cousins. You don't get the sense that when things go badly, he's going to be a guy that you just rally around. And I don't have any faith that he bounces back in a tough matchup here. So no opposing quarterback has thrown more than one touchdown against Chicago. Your squad's given up 3 passing touchdowns all year. Robert Woods, who's pivotal to this offense, is going to see Kyle Fuller, who's giving up 28 yards per game in his coverage. That's it. Now, I've been tough on Buster Screen for years. He hasn't given up a touchdown this year. Cooper Kupp, the other main cog in that passing offense, is going to get Buster Screen. If Screen can continue to just be serviceable, which is where I think he is, that's it. I'm out on that whole passing attack. I'm off of Jared Goff this week. He's probably going to clock in. I haven't finalized my rankings yet. He'll probably clock in around quarterback 22, I would guess, in a bye week with only 28 quarterbacks.
Is there another waiver wire quarterback value in here? Because I'm also starting to look at the number of names of players coming off of injured reserve who are returning this year with everybody allowed to return. And just off the top of my head, Leighton Vander Esch came back. John Jenkins came back. Who are some skill position players now who might be returning from injury and have some value?
Well, David. You know, Michael Thomas, the leading guy coming off injury. And you know, we're certainly going to watch him and what he's able to do when he comes back. But a sneakier move, Mark Ingram injured his ankle and got knocked out of last week's game. Now, we don't know the severity of the ankle injury because they're on bye week this week, so they're not obliged to tell us anything about how bad this ankle injury is with Mark Ingram. The best running back Baltimore has had this year, Gus Edwards. Out of, you know, which nobody saw coming. They drafted J.K. Dobbins, who's been okay, but not spectacular. Gus Edwards scored a touchdown last week with Mark Ingram out. And if this situation with Ingram's ankle is significant, coming out of this week's bye, Gus Edwards could end up being a guy that ends up helping out.
Lastly, the tight end position. Anybody that is largely available?
Yeah, you know, it looks like Jonnu Smith, who's been a goldmine for fantasy owners, is going to miss this week. He got knocked out of last week's game early. And tragically for his Jonnu Smith owners, his backup, Anthony Firkster, goes on this crazy run, has 100 yards and a touchdown. And, you know, that all would have probably gone to Jonnu Smith. He's going to miss this one game. You can probably pick up Anthony Firkster as a one-week plug-in. And tough matchup with the Steelers, but there's not like there's a ton of depth at tight end. So he might be somebody you could look at.
And before we let you go, how alarming was the Packers' offensive performance?
Wow.
And you know, watching it, and the fantasy perspective may be different than the actual football perspective, but the latter was kind of scary if you confront what that could mean as a playbook for other defenses against them.
Yeah, it all fell apart in a dramatic fashion for the Packers. So the question that I think Viking fans like me, Bears fans like your listeners have been asking themselves is, well, okay, Aaron Rodgers had been great and they'd played really, really well, but the schedule could not have been easier at the outset. So they get their first real opponent and the team goes completely belly up. But the catch here is Green Bay next gets Houston. I don't trust them to challenge much. And then they get the Vikings and they already steamrolled the Vikings once already. So I, as much as, you know, the homer in me would like to say that I think there's going to be continued struggle here, more than likely this team bounces back at least for the next 2 weeks.
Does Mike Zimmer keep his job?
Well, they just signed him to a 3-year extension. So I believe he does keep his job. And I think they're just going to grit their teeth and get through this season and reevaluate after that. But believe me, up here, there is widespread dissatisfaction with Zimmer, our GM, Rick Spielman, and especially our quarterback, Kirk Cousins. The vitriol for Kirk. He should be, if he goes to Chick-fil-A, he should show up with an armed guard. Because I don't trust that somebody wouldn't go jam a chicken sandwich in his eyeball.
The deadly chicken sandwich. You also have some of the names that you've been tweeting out that are available now in guillotine leagues. It's almost comical right now just how the high quality roster acquisitions that are available with teams getting whacked.
Yeah, including mine. I'm in five leagues. I got whacked for the first time last night. And it's hard. And here's the team that I am now making available to the rest of my league. I've got Tom Brady, I've got Kareem Hunt, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Chris Carson, John Brown, Devontae Parker, Jonnu Smith as my sort of core guys. All of them hit the waiver wire because that's how it works in a guillotine league. If you are the low scoring team, you get cut. And now the team, here we are at midseason, the teams that are left are good teams. So it's a plethora of great players. And as a side note, I'll mention for two more weeks, we're still forming new guillotine leagues at guillotineleagues.com. So if you want to join in the fun, you still can.
And a plethora of piñatas as well. Paul Charchian, thank you as always for your time. Look forward to hearing you on Thursday and talking next week.
Thanks, Dan. Bye-bye.
That is Paul Charchian, who always makes sure that you have the best information at hand to be ready for your fantasy weekend. If you missed it earlier in the show, Mike Doc Emmerich joined us to talk about his retirement and the book that he has coming out. And I want you to hear something that I wanted to ask specifically about his relationship with you, the Blackhawks fan, and what it's meant and why it feels kind of abrupt for us, because he's really been a part of the lives of Blackhawks fans only for, you know, like 10 years or so. We haven't been privy to the entire half century of some of the stuff that he's been doing. It's like all of a sudden here he is. He's a big part of our hockey lives. And then off he goes. So you'll hear from Doc Emmerich next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.